it's all of these things that you're taking way too long on, that when you ask successful people what their day-to-day concerns are in their decision-making, they do not take time on these things. They're clear on what they want. They're clear on what they don't want. And that is through experiment and going faster with their decision-making process. You're putting too much weight on decisions that should not have any weight on them at all. Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast. And it's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. You guys, couple cool announcements. If you do not know, I am starting a new podcast. I am absolutely keeping Earn Your Happy. This is such a huge part of my life. I'm obsessed. And I am also going to be starting a podcast with Ellie Webb, the founder of Dry Bar, and Britt Driscoll, the founder of Squeeze. And it is called Girlfriends and Business. So definitely watch for that. We will be launching in March. You can go to the Instagram page and check that out. There's not too much to see there, but we will be updating all about the launch there. So I'm really excited. We're going to have some really candid conversations about starting a business and just girlfriend talk around business and what that support looks like. We really want to be the girlfriends that you wish you always had. We will absolutely be using this as a platform as well to highlight other women's businesses, to bring on a lot of different women to talk about their experiences and celebrate them as well. So I can't wait for that. And I want to know who you want to hear from. So definitely go over to the Girlfriends and Business page on Instagram and also let us know who you would like to hear from, because we are doing our interviews as we speak. So talking on the topic of going faster, right? The entire title for what this quickie is all about. Now, there are a million things that are going to make you go faster in life and faster in your business. And I've had a lot of people recently say, oh my gosh, you have done so much in a short amount of time. I don't think it's short. I think it's been like 11, 12 years at this point. But I'm noticing that I'm doing a lot fast. I'm doing a lot of things very fast in this company. A lot of things are slow. But I will say the things that need more thought is what you have to discern. So these are the things that you need to discern. What are the things that need to move quickly in your life? And what are the things that need to move slow? And I have to tell you that unless it's something that is an extremely long contract, very important contract, right? Or something that is very permanent, the rest can go quickly. And a lot of people are taking way too much time on a decision. And I believe that this is where people get stuck and where businesses do not grow, is that they are taking way too long to make decisions. Things that you should take a little bit longer to decide on are maybe which house you should live in and maybe who you should marry. And if you're ready to have children or if you want to have kids. Another one is hiring, right? Take a little bit longer to do some research and interview some more people and get those interview questions where you want. But pretty much now, of course I'm leaving things out. Of course I'm forgetting things, but pretty much everything else, I am going to ask you, to beg you to go faster, right down to your business name. It can be changed. If it's something that doesn't have a massive consequence, you are moving too slow. If you're taking longer than, I don't know, a couple days or a week. Like, these things should move so quickly because they are changeable. So I want to talk about this because I see it all the time with logos, with business names, with your website, with the things that you're talking about, with prepping for what your podcast should be about, with prepping what you want to say, with prepping for a talk. You guys are taking way too long. You're not doing enough things and you're not getting enough practice under your belt and you are overthinking everything. Okay, so what I want to talk about is viewing everything as temporary, or really understanding how to do the risk reward assessment and how long you should be taking on these different decisions. So things like a logo. Okay, don't spend so much on it in the beginning because you are a beginner and it's going to change. So get something called a temporary logo. I made that up. It's just a logo you don't spend a lot of money on and you use temporarily until you can get some sales and then get a logo that you like, that you really love, because you already have established what your company is and your logo and the thought of what you were won't even be the same, right? So you have to start viewing things as temporary decisions or experiments. Pay less, if in the beginning you don't have a lot of money, for your temporary website. Please do not save and save on something that you have not even launched or had experience in, because it will change. You will want to change it 1 week from launching. You do not get to understand the results until you launch the thing and you don't get clarity and clear on, you know, what you actually want until you're out in the world and doing the thing and getting the experience. So we are putting way too much time into decisions around even friendship. Do I want to go do something with this girl? I don't know. What if we, you know, are we going to be compatible for life? Oh my God, who cares? Go figure it out. If you weren't compatible, how you find out is going and doing the thing. And then you can let that go. Stop waiting 3 weeks to make a decision if you should go to lunch with this person or go on a workout. Just go and mark it off or just say no and then don't worry about it. It's all of these things that you're taking way too long on, that when you ask successful people what their day-to-day concerns are in their decision-making, they do not take time on these things. They're clear on what they want. They're clear on what they don't want. And that is through experiment and going faster with their decision-making process. You're putting too much weight on decisions that should not have any weight on them at all. The decisions that should have weight on them are the ones that we talked about in the beginning. The only way to go faster is to view things as temporary. So right down to, you know, if you're in the beginning of your business and you're like, oh, I want to start scaling, who should I hire next? Maybe start out with a consultant instead. Like, this has freed me up so much. Instead of going, oh my gosh, I'm so nervous about hiring because I've never hired for this position. This feels scary. This feels like a more permanent thing. Look and see if there's consultants that you can hire on a monthly basis or a 3 month basis or a 6 month basis. See if you can negotiate different contracts. Everything is negotiable, because then when you're done, or if it's a month-to-month contract, you can say, oh, that taught me that this is exactly what I want, or this is exactly what I don't want, or this worked and this did not work. Go and work those things out and create temporary things for yourself in order to start learning. But if you are stuck, if you are thinking of a business name and this is the second month, the third month, the 6 month, a year, you're never going to move forward. If you're getting stuck on a business name, you will never be able to make the decisions that actually carry weight. So what I want to share with you, do not get frustrated and don't be overwhelmed or feel bad if I'm saying this. I want you to wake up to the fact that I did the exact same thing and that it's not the stuff that actually matters in business. What you need to do is get yourself a temporary ass name. Use it and then move forward. Like, my friend literally is starting a consulting company for hiring, and she just picked a name because she just doesn't know what she wants to be yet, knowing that she can change the name later. Who cares? You can change the name later. So with that said, everything is temporary. Your logo, your website, the things you're putting out on Instagram, you are taking too long thinking that it needs to be perfect when other people are putting up shitty things, making money, and you are waiting to be perfect. You don't learn until you do it. If you want to go faster, you need to get clear that you're taking way too long in a decision. When I get into these places where I'm taking a long time, I literally give myself a deadline. I'm like, you've taken a week on this decision. You have to decide by the end of the day today. Literally 5 o'clock, you are sending this email and you're saying it and you're not going back. And then you're moving forward and knowing that you can either change that thing or whatever that is. Even if it's a weighty decision, like, do the pros and cons and just decide and know that nothing in the world, like, everything is changeable for the most part. Just about everything in the world is fixable. And when I say fixable, it means you're just going to learn how to work with it and deal with it and work it out. So you're going to become the person that can do the thing. Even if you were someone, oh my gosh, even if you're someone who was like, wow, I was not expecting to have a child. Guess what? You'll figure it out. Like, you will figure out how to become a mother or a father or a person who raises a child. And with that said, it's kind of like, no matter what happens, you will figure it out as long as you have the perspective that you will figure it out. And that is a belief that is not something you're born with. That is a belief that you have to work on every single day by not focusing on the negative, by not focusing on the bad. The faster that you can move in some of these decisions, I'm not saying to be mindless or to make decisions that are just like, oh, I was careless. I didn't think about that long enough. Understand the weight of the decision. A logo does not carry weight, right? You can change it, especially if you didn't spend a lot of money on it. So understand the weight of decisions and then make the decisions that don't carry a lot of weight faster. And even the ones that do carry a lot of weight, those still need to go faster or you will get paralyzed in business and in relationships, in life, all of the things. You really need to move forward to get the experience under your belt that will help you make faster decisions in the future. So with that said, I just want to leave you guys with that thought today that if you are dragging your heels somewhere, it's not going to get better unless you start knowing that this is a muscle that you need to start flexing and starting to say, great, I'm going to make this decision faster because I need to move forward and I'm going to deal with the consequences that comes with it. Look at the consequences and say, can I deal with this if this happens? Can I deal with this if this happens? What if this happens? Great, let's move. So that's exactly what we do. Even right down to when Chris and I moved out of California and moved to Arizona, we made a weighty decision, right? There was a lot of money that went into the move. There was a lot of money that went into this house. And we said, okay, worst case scenario, this is a year-long experiment. And, you know, if we hate it, we can try to sell our house. Maybe we can lease it out. We can figure that out when that comes, but we can't put so much weight on this that we think that we're making a lifetime decision of now we're living in Arizona. Let me tell you, if I made this a weighty decision and said, okay, you can't get out of this for 5 years, 10 years, I would have never moved here. We said, okay, we will figure it out. If we don't like it, we will figure out best case scenario of how to move somewhere else. It's not a crazy weighted decision that, you know, we said is a permanent thing. Like I have the belief that we will figure it out. And I also have the belief that, you know, if I want to make up for the money in the move or whatever that looks like, that I will figure out how to make up for that money. It's just what I look for. It's always what you're looking for. And what you choose to believe is what you will then create. And it's just the truth. If you've listened this long enough, it's just the truth. So if you don't believe that, it's because you haven't practiced that belief yet and shown up for yourself and given yourself the confidence and the practice in those beliefs to be able to prove yourself yet. Because I certainly didn't. Ask me 15 years ago, I would have been like, hell no, I can't come up with that money. I'm not capable of that. And I had to risk a lot in order to, know that I was capable. My back had to be against the wall a lot to know that I was capable of doing those things. So you need to put yourself in those weighted decisions. You need to just say yes. You need to see, you need to give yourself the opportunity with a weighted decision in order to know if you can or can't, right? And the answer is you always can. That's the answer is you have to choose the answer is always that you can. And that's the answer that I always consistently choose. I don't think the thoughts of what would happen, you know, if I fail. Like, of course I think those thoughts, but I always think about how can I support myself around that thought? Okay, yes, let's look at what would happen if I fail. And I'm going to assess that risk, but I'm also now going to spend most of my time. I'm going to switch my thoughts because I allowed myself to go there. I'm a human and I went there, right? And then I always think about, okay, now switch your thoughts. Now, what does it look like? What would be the things if you were successful? What would be the things that would get you out of this? Who would you talk to if you needed to get out of this? What would you do? What would they do? How can you get their advice? How can you get their encouragement? How can you get in that group? So I just want you to really start thinking that you have the power and it's a belief. So I'm sending you so much love. I want to hear if there's decisions, if this helped you at all. Make a decision, not feel so freaking solid and permanent. Nothing is permanent. Everything is figure outable, you guys, just like Marie Forleo says. So until next time, I just want to know, did this help you? What were your takeaways? Go ahead and tag me on Instagram so that I can see. I always love to see who I'm talking to. And until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone.
Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.